For a few years now, Zooey Deschanel has done double duty as an actress and as a musician. She's appeared in such films as Almost Famous and Elf, and more recently, she's performed and recorded as half of the music group called She and Him. She is She. Him is indie rock musician Matt Ward, who goes by the name M. Ward. Zooey Deschanel's new movie is called 500 Days of Summer, a romantic comedy in which she plays a woman named Summer. Her co-star, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, plays Tom, a man who spends more than a year getting to know her, and having such freewheeling conversations as how their relationship compares to that of ill-fated punk figures Sid and Nancy.
We've been like Sid and Nancy for months now.
Summer, Sid stabbed Nancy 7 times at the kitchen. I mean, we have some disagreements, but I hardly think I'm Sid Vicious.
No, I'm Sid.
Oh, so I'm Nancy.
Let's just eat and we'll talk about it later. That is good. I'm really glad we did this. I love these pancakes. What?
Tom, don't go. You're still my best friend.
When Zooey Deschanel isn't on screen, she's likely to be in the studio. Her introductory CD, She and Him Volume 1, features her original songs and a couple of covers. The arrangements are by M. Ward, who is also featured on guitar. Terry Gross spoke with Zooey Deschanel in 2008. Here's one of Deschanel's original compositions, Change is Hard.
I'm all out of luck, but what else could I be? I know he's yours and he'll never belong to me again. I did him wrong, so don't brag, keep it to yourself. I did him wrong. I was never enough, never enough, never enough, but I can try, I can try to toughen up. I listened when they told me, if it burns you let him go. Change is hard, I should know.
Zooey Deschanel, welcome to Fresh Air. When I hear your album, here's one of the things I think about that makes me think that you really love music and have a fairly diverse record collection, and that you love country music and you love jazz and you love girl groups and the Beach Boys, and somehow like all of this is reflected in the songs that you write and sing. The song that we open with, Change is Hard, has a country-ish sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
And would you talk a little bit about what you were thinking about when you wrote it? What you were thinking about musically? Or do songs just kind of come to you?
I don't know. I guess I have certain sort of chord progressions that I'm attracted to. I don't usually come at it from the point of view that I'm trying to be in a certain genre, which is probably why it sort of spans a lot of genres, because I do have a diverse music collection and my taste is kind of eclectic. So I'll just go right into it and sort of start writing. It's sort of a spontaneous thing. And sometimes things come out that I'm surprised. I didn't know that I had that impulse in me, and then it just sort of comes out.
I think a lot of people were introduced to you as a singer through the movie Elf, in which you sang a complete song and a couple of excerpts, including Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to first play the scene where you and Will Ferrell meet. And Will Ferrell, of course, is a human being who was adopted by elves in Santaland in the North Pole. And he goes to New York to find his birth father. And there he works in a department store, Santaland, where he meets you, who wrap gifts there. And in this scene, you're in the department store, And here is you and Will Ferrell.
Are you enjoying the view?
You are very good at decorating that tree.
Why are you messing with me? Did Crumpet put you up to this?
I'm not messing with you. It's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world!
Please stop talking to me.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, but I just choose not to sing, especially in front of other people.
Well, if you sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
Well, that's Zooey Deschanel and Will Ferrell and Elf. And a little later, you think, alone and singing. You're in the shower singing in the ladies' room, and unbeknownst to you, Will Ferrell is in the ladies' room sitting on a sink duetting with you quietly, and the sound of the shower water is drowning him out, so you don't realize he's in there and singing with you until the end. So let's give that a listen.
So really I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think. Say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your head, your hair.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
friend? I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And then you turn off the shower because you're pretty alarmed knowing that he's in there. It's such a really delightful scene. Now, you got your first movie role when you were still in high school, and I think you left high school the last month of your senior year to shoot the movie Mumford. What did you like or not like about that experience? I mean, obviously, you decided to stay in that world as a movie actress.
Well, I had an amazing experience, and I was still I was finishing school. I finished high school on set, and then it was a perfect first experience because every day we'd shoot, 14 or 16 hours, and I'd be like, I love this. I never want to go home. I would get sad when they'd be like, okay, you're done for the day, and I would be like, really already? And it was so much fun that I didn't want to go home. That was a great experience. And then I went to Northwestern University for a year. And partway through the year, I auditioned for Cameron Crowe on my spring break. And they were casting this movie, Almost Famous. And somebody had fallen out of they had it cast, but the lead actress decided not to do it. And then Kate Hudson was supposed to play the part of the kid's sister, and then he bumped her up to the lead role, and then there was this empty role, and they were about to shoot, and I auditioned for it, and I found out I booked the job, and I shipped all my stuff home from school and on a just sort of a impulse.
Well, you did good. Let's hear your first scene in Almost Famous. You're walking in the door. You're still living with your mother. You're 18. Your mother's played by Frances McDormand. As you walk in, you're wearing this like big coat, and you're kind of holding it shut as if you're covering something up. So you walk in. Your mother greets you at the door, and your little brother, who ends up growing up and writing for Rolling Stone, is standing in the room also listening.
You've been kissing.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I can tell.
You can't tell.
Not only can I tell, I know who it is. It's Daryl. What you got under your coat?
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music.
It's because it is about drugs and promiscuous sex.
Simon and Garfunkel is poetry.
Yes, it's poetry. It is the poetry of drugs and promiscuous sex. Honey, they're on pot.
First it was butter, then it was sugar and white flour, bacon, eggs, bologna, rock and roll, motorcycles. Then it was celebrating Christmas on a day in September when you knew it wouldn't be commercialized. What else are you gonna ban?
Honey, you want to rebel against knowledge. I'm trying to give you the cliff notes on how to live life in this world.
We're like nobody else I know.
I am a college professor. Why can't I teach my own kids?
Use me.
Daryl says that you use knowledge to keep me down. He says I'm a yes person and you are trying to raise us in a no environment.
Well, clearly, no is a word Daryl doesn't hear much.
I can't live here! I hate you! Even William hates you!
I don't hate her.
You do hate her. You don't even know the truth.
Sweetheart, don't be a drama queen.
You!
Hey!
This is a house of lies!
That's Zooey Deschanel and Frances McDormand in a scene from Almost Famous, which was Zooey Deschanel's second movie. So, you know, here's something odd that I read. You know, you were supposed to play Janis Joplin in a movie directed by Penelope Spheeris, who's made a bunch of movies about punk rock. And I right. thought, wow, that seems so wrong to me. You have such a kind of clear, pure voice, and she had so much kind of growl in hers, and your body types are completely different. Like, what were you thinking? What were they thinking?
I think that it was, they were looking for somebody who was an actress who also could sing. And I was thinking that it would be a really fun challenge to try to portray this person. I mean, our voices, yes, are very different. And we were actually supposed to go like a year and a half ago. We were all set to make it. And then it fell through. Due to a lot of sort of logistical things that I don't think I quite understand at this point. But it was a lot of work. I worked for like 6 months. I mean, it's definitely very different from who I am. But I really found her to be an interesting person once I sort of started looking into who she was.
So I have to ask you about your name. You were named Zooey after Franny and Zooey, the mm-hmm. famous J.D. Salinger story, which so many people have read. How old were you when you read the story, and did you like it well enough to feel good about being named after after the character? Because probably throughout your life, people have been saying, oh, are you named after Franny and Zooey? So yeah. So how old were you when you read the story, and do you like it?
I actually waited a really long time to read it because I had read all of J.D. Salinger's other works and I was sort of terrified that I wouldn't like it and that I would be living with this, you know, identity of a person who doesn't like their namesake. But fortunately, I loved it when I read it. And I was 18 when I read it. I read it the summer after I graduated from high school. My older sister was named after Emily Dickinson and Emily Bronte, and they wanted me to have a literary name too. And I think they liked the name Zooey, and they just decided to spell it that way. As you know, they love J.D. Salinger, and they love that book. So I think that's why.
Well, they certainly chose a different period and different form of writing than your sister.
That's true.
Well, Zooey Deschanel, thanks so much for talking with us.
And, thank you.
Yeah, thank you again.
It was really nice talking to you. Thank you.
Zooey Deschanel speaking to Terry Gross in 2008. Her new movie is called 500 Days of Summer, and her most recent CD is called She and Him, Volume 1.